Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Nun Zayin. Yesterday's Daf, we saw a Braisa that calculated the empty space of 1,000 Amos left around cities of Levium to be one quarter of the total area of the Tchum Shabbos of the Levium cities. So we learned two explanations for how that calculation can work. It sounds much more like one half. If the Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 Amos, then 1,000 Amos should be one half. So today's Daf begins with two additional calculations of how it could be one quarter. Ravina Amar Mai Ravia, Ravia de Tchumen. We're speaking about a square city that's 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos, which is 4 million square Amos, and that would make the squared off Tchum around the city 6,000 Amos by 6,000 Amos, or 36 million square Amos. When subtracting the space taken up by the city itself, the area of the Tchum around the city is 32 million square Amos. The Migrash, or the empty area around the city, are four rectangles that are each 1,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos, running along the four sides of the city, but nothing in the corners, for a total of 8 million square Amos. So 8 million square Amos is exactly one quarter of the total area of the Tchum square around the city of 32 million Amos. That's the third explanation. Fourth explanation, Ravashi Amar Mai Ravia Ravia de Kronos. The size of the city doesn't matter in Ravashi's Cheshbon. Ravashi assumes that only a 1,000 Amos by 1,000 Amos square off of each corner of the city is left empty by the cities of Levium for a total of 1 million square Amos in each corner. The Tchum area in each corner is a square of 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos, or 4 million square Amos. When the Braisa calculated the Migrash to be exactly one quarter of the Tchum area, it meant one quarter of the Tchum area off the corner of the city. Even though the Braisa uses the term saviv to describe the area, it may still only refer to the corners, just like the pasuk refers to the zrikas adam and the mizbeach as being al hamizbeach saviv, even though the blood is only thrown in the corners. Ravashi was asked how the squaring of the tchum areas around the city adds 800 amos to the diagonal, considering that the area of a circle is 3/4 of the area of a square built around it, which would lead us to believe that the diagonal line that would lead us to the circular tchum, which would be 2,000 amos, would be the 3/4 of the size of the diagonal line that would take us to the corner of the square Tchum area, which would mean that the additional length in the corner would be 666.66 amos, not 800 amos. So Ravashi answers that although the area of the circle is 3/4 of the area of the square that's drawn around it, the diagonal line of a square is 1.4 times the radius of the circle inside of it. Since the radius of a circular tchum is 2,000 amos, the diagonal to the square tchum will be 2,800 amos, exactly 800 amos larger. Zuck the Mishnah, Nosin Karpi Fli'ir Divra Meira. Meir holds that before measuring the 2,000 amos tchum of a city, we first leave a 70 2/3 amos space outside the city. The Chum hold that the Karpif measurement only plays a role in joining two cities that are close to each other for the sake of making a single Tchum Shabbos for both cities. The Gemara records a machlokas about how much space the Chum allow between two cities while still having them joined together. Rav Huna Mernosin Karpif Lazu Karpif Lazu. Rav Huna says it can be up to two Karpifs, or 141 1/3 amos between the cities. Chiyabarav Amar Karpif Echel Deshtein. Chiyabarav only allows a single Karpif of 70 2/3 amos between the cities. The Gemara shows how two different lines of our Mishnah each seem to support one of the opinions, and explains that each opinion will explain the line that seems against it. In trying to prove which understanding of the Chum is correct, the Gemara analyzes the final halacha of the Mishnah. V'chein shlosha kfarim ha-mishulashim, yesh bin shnayim chitzonim, meya ve-arba'im ve-achas u-shlish, asem tzayah shlosha nios echad. If three cities are near each other, as long as there are 141 1/3 amos in between the two outer cities, the middle city combines them into one big city. At first glance, this seems to be against Rav Huna, because it implies that without a middle city, the distance of 141 1/3 would be too great to join the cities together. Rav Huna would answer that the Mishnah is not speaking about three cities that are in a straight line. We're talking about three cities that form a triangle, and Rowan, Kol Shilu, Matalim, Tzai Beinein, V'yumushalashin, we view it as if the middle city were lined up, and there would be less than 141 1/3 amos between the outer ones. Abai holds that the middle city has to be within 2,000 amos of the others in order to join the two outer cities together. Even though by a city shaped like a bow, we do not require the houses to be within 2,000 amos of the bowstring, which we view as the end of the city, this case is different because there are no houses connecting these cities. Abaye also holds that the space between the two outer cities can be extremely large, even 4,000 amos apart from each other. Although a bow-shaped city cannot be viewed as if the center is filled in when the two ends are more than 4,000 amos apart from each other, over here we can view the third city as if it fills in the space in the middle, making the distance between the outer cities completely irrelevant. Amalei Rav Safra l'Rava. Rav Safra asked Rava why the cities of Akistophon and Ardashir are considered like a single city with regard to Tchum Shabbos, if they're separated by the Diglas River, which is more than 141 and 3rd Amos. Rava answered that there are parts of the walls of the cities that are actually in the river and are within 141 and 3rd Amos of each other.